Welcome back into The Word with G here on ESPN Chattanooga 95.3. We are back with another Future Stars of Tomorrow segment here on the show. And today we have a very special guest. She is a senior at Meigs County. She not only plays basketball, but also softball. Ainsley Bales is our guest here today. Ainsley, what's going on?
Nothing much. What's up?
Get a little closer to the microphone there. Yeah, you can pull that a little forward. There you go. You got it.
Okay.
All right, so first of all, you grew up sort of in the Meigs County area, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you grew up around there. How did you first get into playing sports?
I was sitting down with my dad one day, and he used to play. So he started talking to me. He was like, "Are you even like interested in trying this?" And I was like, "You know what? Yeah, I'll give it a shot." And very first game, I was hooked. You know, I loved it.
What was the first game that you had played?
It was a Saturday League game that my dad actually coached.
Basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. He played his entire high school and middle school career, so it's something like we both enjoyed, and I always enjoyed watching the games with him. I even went to like high school games even before, so it was just like a natural thing to pick up on.
Mm-hmm. So he was the one who influenced you to get into everything. He was
absolutely.
You don't have any brothers, so it was he was like, all right, I need somebody to play sports within this family.
Yeah, he got my sister doing it, so it's mm-hmm. like as a little sister, seeing my sister do something, I kind of wanted to do it too, of course, and then I wanted to beat her at it. So it did come like a competition a little bit, who was the better player, even though at the time we were different positions. But it was something we did as a family a lot, and he was just always there for me. He always knew, and even if like I didn't know something and my coach couldn't explain it, he was the one who would help me.
Mm-hmm. And he always tried to push you to be the best you could be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so which other sports did you try that maybe didn't stick with you? Do you have any sports that like you tried when you were younger and I was just kind of like, eh, I don't really like these?
I did gymnastics and cheerleading,
mm-hmm.
but that was because of my mom.
Okay, I was going to say, you don't strike me as a cheerleader.
No, my mom was a cheer coach, and then she also liked gymnastics when she was little. So she got me doing that one before basketball and before I started playing softball. And so I dropped those two. And then later on during high school, when our school actually got volleyball, I went to a couple camps and I kind of liked it, but then I didn't really get a good love for it. So I just didn't end up
dropping out. Like, yeah, let it go by like, the wayside.
Yeah, I was like, there's no need to like buy all this if something I didn't really love.
Yeah. Ainsley Bales, again, our guest here on our Future Stars of Tomorrow feature. All right, so between softball and basketball, which is your favorite?
Honestly, softball.
Mm. You said somebody was going to be disappointed with that answer.
My coach is probably disappointed in that answer, but
Your softball coach.
Oh, no. No, no, no. My softball coach is probably jumping up and down cheering right now. He wanted me to play for a while. But I think it's got to the point that I haven't played in a while, so it's like refinding a love for it.
Mm. Okay.
So
now when it comes to softball, what do you love most about it? What do you love most about it that drew you back to it?
The team. Like, they have a really good chemistry. It's like a really big family. It's like a big group of family. And it's just a joyous environment, I feel like. And there's never a time like we're not smiling on that one. Like, basketball is serious and stuff. There's moments where you can't really enjoy. But, like, softball, I feel like we're always having fun no matter the outcome. We're always cheering, we're always standing up together, and it's not so stressful. Like, you do get a minute to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I love that about it.
Yeah, and I think that's the cool thing, is that built-in downtime that you get, that, yeah, you can just yuck it up with your teammates, or you can, you know, you can, you guys have, you were telling me the drumsticks that you guys are
yeah.
playing, not much of a chant team, but more of the drumsticks, which is kind of cool. All right, so when it comes to softball, what positions do you play?
I play second, and I could play left, center, or right field. But majority of the time, I am a runner for our pitchers, either one, because I haven't played in a while, so it's only fair. But
you're fast.
I'm pretty fast.
Very fast.
I'm a pretty good speed, and I do dive a lot. I can't slide.
You can't slide?
I have not learned how to slide. So,
but
I
you're
just
a
dive.
Base runner.
They never taught me how to
okay,
slide.
Okay, so like you're talking about, like when you say dive, you mean you slide head first?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't slide feet first.
I can't slide
okay.
feet first.
Okay, that's okay. You know,
I dive. It's a basketball thing that mm-hmm. comes with it. So I think that's one of the good things I like as me as a base runner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not afraid to get dirty. But Yeah. My biggest fear is like getting cleated with my hands.
Ooh, yeah.
But other than that, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, you're tough. You'll be all right.
Yeah, it's fine.
Now, you said you played second anywhere in the outfield. If there was a position that you could play, see, let's say it's like senior day and your coach is like, Ains, like, I'll let you play any position you want. Where do you want to play?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Thanks. That's why they pay me the big bucks. Ask the good questions.
I kind of wanted to play first. I feel like it would be neat.
That was my position.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's my dad's position.
Okay.
So.
Shout out to Papa Bales.
It really is.
Yeah. All right. So you don't play for, you're a little short to play first base.
Yeah. I know. I'll get up there. I'll jump.
There you go. You got some hops?
I got some length. I can stretch to kind of get there.
Okay. All right. You flexible? Like, can you actually like do a stretch, like a split?
I can't do a full split, but I can get pretty close.
Okay. I used to be able to do it when I was back in my prime days in college. I used to be able to get to the split. It was not so much anymore, but it is what it is. All right. So what number do you wear in softball and why?
I wear 16 in softball because my number in basketball is 4. So I was like, it's my other sport. So I was like, 4 times 4 is 16.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense. All right, cool.
My AAU number was 2. So I kind of like 2 times 2 is 4, 4 times 4 is 16. So I just do that.
I see what you're doing there. Okay. All the math numbers.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. So are you more of a hitter or a defender?
More of a hitter.
Okay.
I do have a little bit of powerhouse in my swing.
Oh, a little powerhouse. Yeah, you've never hit a home run.
I have hit a home run.
You said you didn't.
It's not in a game, in a practice.
Oh, in practice. That doesn't count.
Oh, that so counts.
No, it doesn't. That's like batting practice.
Well, I got robbed, so it's okay.
It's only close, only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Oh, Ains. That's such an old saying.
Yeah, well, I'm an old guy. What do you want me? What do you want from me?
Okay.
All right. So, again, Ainsley Bales, again, our guest here on our Future Stars of Tomorrow feature. What is your best softball memory that you can remember, that you can recall?
My best softball memory.
Favorite softball memory, something that, like, you know, whether it was a big game or a big moment for your team, what was your favorite softball memory?
My favorite softball memory is probably when one of my friends hit their first home run. No, it's not her home run. She hit a grand slam. And
still a home run.
Still a home run, yeah. And we all, like, I was rounding home because I was on third. So we were all standing there cheering for her and stuff like that. She gets really excited. She goes down to, like, do, like, a big ooh moment, and her knee gives out, and she's like, busts it.
Oh,
and they showed it on the news.
Oh, no.
Because it was a big game to win and keep our season alive, lose, go home.
What happened to her knee?
Well, she had knee surgery before.
Oof.
So.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah, she has, like, her, like, splint on and everything, and she was just so aggressive, went down, and she pulled right back up. We were laughing.
Okay, so she was okay.
Oh, she was fine. Okay. It was just like an accident.
Mm-hmm.
But it was when it was all on the news and they're like, didn't really stick the landing.
Nope.
And we
not quite.
Oh, we all screen recorded it. It was in our group chat. Oh, it was so funny.
All right, now let's go over to basketball. What position do you play in basketball?
I can go from the 1 to the 4. Most of the time you will see me as a 3 and a 4. I do play a small forward a lot. But I am strong enough to get down in the post and bang around a little bit, push them out, even if they all taller than me. Like, that's one of the things my coaches love about me. I'm going to be aggressive.
There you go. Nice. So, yeah, you're very versatile. You can guard multiple positions. That's obviously very, very helpful when it comes to playing basketball. Now, you do play some guards. Like, when you are a guard, when you are playing guard, are you a pass first or a score first?
Oh, I'm a pass first. By far. I'm looking to get it into our post because our post game is really good this year. We are taller than most teams. So
okay.
I'm looking for my post who's sitting down like a guard or something if they get caught or someone to just go down and work.
But you also told me that you like to play in the post.
I do like to play in the post.
Is it because you're shorter? You're just like, oh, I'm never down here, so like I wanna get down here?
It's because I'm short and they don't think I can do anything. So like when I go down, I can get them behind me and they stay behind me. And when I do get it in, I look through the window and I get some good like kickouts and we get a lot of threes.
There you go.
Because like our girls are really good at moving and spotting up for an open three, calling for the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So like I feel like that's a good plus about working in the post. You can see.
Ainsley Bales, again, our guest here on our Future Stars of Tomorrow feature. Why do you think you gravitated towards like pass first instead of score first? And has it always sort of been that way for you?
No. Back in middle school, I used to be a score first person. It was, if they don't stop me, I'm going to the hole, because I used to be the point guard.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't stop me, I'm shooting the layup or I'm kicking it out. And I think later on, I started getting that pass first mentality, because it like took a lot off my shoulders, because I had more people who could score and do it. And so I didn't have to be the person to make a play. So when I saw everyone else doing it, like picking up, I was like, okay, let them get open. They can do it too. I can help when I'm needed. But if they're going and they can score,
let them go.
Yeah, like if a whole team can score, that's a bonus.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so when it comes to basketball, what drew you to that? Why do you love the game of basketball?
My dad. He played, and then my sister played, of course. And I've just always been around it. It's just a natural thing for me. And like, me and my dad have this connection over it that I'm so thankful for. We can sit there and talk about it all day long. Any team, like any category, it can be NBA, WNBA, like college, like It's just so easy. So me playing and like watching, like my dad watching me, knowing he's proud, it does feel like a good thing.
Now, do you follow any teams?
I do follow teams. I'm a big Lakers fan.
Oh, big Lakers fan. Why Lakers?
It's just a very big historic franchise. It's like something you can't take away. And then I do like LeBron. So him being over there, being the greatest to ever do, like one of the greatest to ever do it, is a good thing.
Did you get a chance to like watch Kobe at all? I know it was a little.
I did.
Okay.
I did. And I think what draws me closer to my dad is I watch a lot of old basketball.
Okay.
I do like the old Pistons.
Do you? Like the Bad Boys?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They were physical.
They were physical. I think that's why I play a little hard, because I watch it.
Did you watch the Michael Jordan documentary?
Oh, yeah, The Last Dance?
Yes, The Last Dance, yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Man, if I had to pick which era to watch, I'm watching the 80s, if I had to, because I feel like it's more entertaining. Like, it's not as flashy, but...
Mm-hmm. No, it's physical. It's physical. It's good, hard-nosed basketball. Like, I grew up in the 90s, and I loved that era of basketball because it was sort of similar. And I was a big man when I played myself, so it was like, I miss like Patrick Ewing and Rick Smith. I loved Patrick Ewing. He was my favorite.
I love watching Shaq.
Shaq,
that's
yep.
a big man. You can't stop him.
I've met Shaq.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, he had a house in Louisiana, and he'd come sometimes when he was in Louisiana to record his podcast at the station I used to work for.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I got a chance to meet him. I interviewed him one time. It was like right after Kobe had passed away. So I got a chance to talk to him about Kobe, and he was doing this thing with Gronk, and it was just a lot of fun.
Dad likes to make fun of me a lot because I do like the Lakers. He likes the Lakers too. Mm-hmm. And then my second favorite team is the Celtics, and you know that's a big rivalry.
Gosh.
I
can't stand the Celtics. As a Knicks fan.
I'm a JT fan.
Jason Tatum?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love JT.
Yeah, he's real good. Ainsley Bales, again, hanging with us here on The Word with G. All right, so if you had to pick one of these two, a steal or a block, which is more favorable to you? Like, if you had an opportunity to do either one of those, which would you choose?
A steal.
Why?
You can get more out of it. If I block a shot, it can go out of bounds on me, or their teammate can just get back. If I get a steal, we're pushing it up the floor.
What if you get a steal and it goes out of bounds? Or is it that it would technically not be a steal?
That's technically not a steal. That's a turnover.
See? Yeah, that's right.
If I get a steal, 9 times out of 10, my teammate's running with me or running the floor. So if I don't get a layup, they can follow, or I can pass it up to them. Like, there's just more things you can do. And if we don't score, we can pull it out, set up our offense.
What's your best basketball moment?
Best basketball moment? Okay, this one was actually this year. And I just stepped into the game. I haven't shot at all. So, like, I'm not prepared at all. It was so bad. And the other team's shooting a free throw. And my teammate goes to get the rebound. She hits it, and it goes into my hands. And it's our girl. So I'm like, oh, my God, I just caught the ball. I was not prepared for this. And I'm down here at the block because I'm at the bottom.
That's one of your favorite spots.
Yeah, and no one's in front of me. And so I panic, and I shoot it because I wasn't prepared to catch this thing at all. It went right over.
Oh, no.
It went right over. And I looked at my coach, and I was just like...
Deer in the headlights.
I was like, I'm so sorry.
I don't know what just happened.
Like, I was not prepared. And she goes, I knew that was about to happen. She was smiling at me. She goes, I could see it in your eyes. And I was like, yeah.
That's your best basketball moment?
It is as a team, because like we look back at it, like we go and watch Huddle films, mm-hmm. and she'll go back and she'll just replay it.
Is that on Huddle?
Oh, it's on Huddle.
We're going to have to find that at some point. We'll tweet that out.
She likes to replay it. So many people have screen recorded it on the team, and we like laugh about it. There's an inside joke about it. And I think that's one of my best memories, because we just laugh to this day.
Just a fun one.
It's just
with the girls, with the team.
Like, even my principal got to see that, because we showed him, and he was laughing. It was, I'm never living it down.
Nope. No, you're not. Now I will never let you live it down either. Now that I know about it.
Oh, thank you.
Ainsley Bales again hanging with us here on our Future Stars of Tomorrow feature. All right, so was there ever any sport that you never tried but always kind of secretly maybe wanted to?
Volleyball.
Really?
Yeah.
I know you mentioned it earlier, but mm-hmm. you kind of wish you would have stuck with it a little bit more?
I kind of did, but at the time I was already like, this is my sophomore year. Do I really want to get into something different?
Yeah.
When I'm just getting back into like basketball, and then I'm getting into softball. It's like, do I really want to add a third to my plate?
Yeah, I got you. So. All right, well, you off the air told me that you had some funny stories to share about different sports and things like that. So this is I'm giving you the opportunity now. Share with us some funny stories that you have when it comes to whether it's softball, basketball, or even something that we're going to talk about in a little while, your picture taking, your photography.
Yeah, so I take pictures for the Mexico.LiveShots account on Instagram. It's our yearbook page for our class yearbook. And I did I did football, and I was always on the sidelines taking pictures, and our boys had a really good season, so you know they're always excited on the sidelines. They want to have funny moments. So it was homecoming game, and they were on the sidelines, and they were up.
Guys were beating up on Pigeon Forge, you know. It was all foggy out there. Nobody could see anything, but you guys were killing it.
Come on, you got to put up 50 on that game.
Yeah, 50.
Why not?
Come on.
And so our starters were on the sideline. So they kept putting, like, the headset on, and they wanted me to take pictures of them, like, coaching the other boys out there, our JV boys. And then next thing you know, like, our boys somehow get popcorn on the sideline. And they started throwing it up, catching it with each other, throwing it at each other, having a popcorn fight. And I'm just over here getting pictures of them doing it. And they're like, it's like a kid in a candy shop almost. And it was probably the funniest moment I've caught on the sideline. Because, like, I don't even think they knew I was doing it at first.
Oh, I thought they were trying to egg you on and be like, yo, Ains, come on.
And then they saw they started posing for it after.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I was like, oh, God, what did I start?
All right, you got a softball one, too?
My softball one is, like, my old teammate, she was probably, I think she was running third. And she tripped, and she fell, and her helmet came off. And we're all yelling at her, like, go, go, you're still going to make it home. It's, like, it's fine. But she went back for the helmet.
You got to keep going. Can't go back for the helmet.
And so.
Got to score.
They throw it into the third baseman. And she grabs her helmet. Doesn't even put it on yet. So she's just running it with her hand. And she barely misses the tag. But she goes out of the running lane.
Oh, goes out of the baseline. So they called her out?
No, they called her.
Oh, okay.
She scored.
Okay, so she wasn't technically out of the baseline.
No, like,
then.
That's how. She went completely out.
They must have just missed it.
They just
good old
let
high
it
school
slide.
Umpires.
Yeah, they just let it slide, and she scored, and we were just like, "What just happened?" Because it's right in front of our dugout.
Yeah,
and we just had a front row seat of her like running around, dodging the tag, completely going around.
That's awesome. All right. Wow. Now, you mentioned you're into photography. Now, how did that start? Is it something that's like a passion for you, or is it something that you just kind of do for fun?
I do it a little bit for fun. See, last year is when I kind of got into it. My friend did yearbook, and she was taking pictures for football, mm-hmm. and she started letting me do it, and then they let me continue to do it and take pictures. So I was like, yeah, this is something to get into. So senior year, I decided I'll take yearbook, and I'll take the pictures. And I just, like, had fun with it. All the boys, like posing and stuff like that. So it made it for fun. So I'd say it's more for fun in my class than a real personal hobby.
Yeah, it's not something you really want to pursue. It's just something fun to do.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to Maryville College next year. You're not going to be continuing playing sports. Why not?
I want to become a physical therapist, and that's already going to take around 8 years because I want my doctorate. And
it's a long time, man.
Yeah. And Maryville's different. They don't offer sports scholarships. You go there, and if you want to try out, you can. So I'm just going to go get my academic scholarships and just keep working with my studies and stuff like that. I don't really have so much time to, like, switch out my plate.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be balancing a lot, and then I'm going to be, like, working and stuff. So it's just not something I want to pursue anymore because I know I'm not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. Ainsley Bales, again, hanging with us here on The Word with G. All right, so you mentioned you want to go for exercise science and you want to be a physical therapist. You want to get your doctorate and all that. So why? Why did you decide that this is what you want to do with your life and your career? How did you decide that?
Well, being a sports person my entire life has kind of put me in that position where I needed physical therapy. And so
we've all been there as athletes and former athletes.
Yeah.
If you haven't been to physical therapy at least multiple times in your career, you didn't give your all and you didn't play long enough.
No, like I still sometimes have to go for my back because
same.
Like, you're always taking a beating.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, this is something I know already about and I'll be able to understand because like a lot of kids come in, they're like telling you stuff that's wrong. And like some people, like even though you have like a medical background, you're like, what are these kids talking about? Like, no, I don't get it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to know their pain. I'm going to know what they're feeling. So it's easy to just get into. And like, I kind of like want to do like athletic training sometimes too, if in my spare time, if I can. I want to kind of help next because we don't have an athletic trainer.
Really?
No. Like if we get hurt, we're like praying like someone else has.
I was going to say, like, what happens if somebody goes down and they get hurt?
Our coach wraps up our ankle.
Oh my gosh. Head coach?
Both can. Our head and assistant coach
can. Well, that's good. That's good to have. At least they got a little versatility as well.
Yeah.
All right. So when it comes to college, you're going next year. So what are you most looking forward to about that experience?
I would say the new people. I like meeting new people. I like being in a new environment, the like sense of adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've been in like where you grow up for so long, your entire life, you get comfortable. It's like putting yourself in a different situation. And I get some people don't like that, but I do. I like pushing my limit. So like it'll be fun. I get to meet new people because in school, like you're meeting these people. They kind of have to be your friends.
Yeah.
You're going to grow
up together. You've grown up with them. Yeah. Like, and they're just going to the same school. And
it's like you're forced together almost, but like at college, you get to choose what you want. Full, free range of everything.
You talk about being adventurous, yet you won't get on an airplane.
Okay. I will not get on an airplane yet.
Okay. So you're planning to get on an airplane at some point.
My senior year of college, my mom promised to take me to where I want to go, like she's doing for my sister, and I chose Greece.
Ooh. I've heard great things about Greece. I had a buddy who went and did some work over there after college, and he loved it over there. He said it was so great.
I might not come back. I really might not.
You find the right opportunity, maybe you stay there.
Get a job over there.
Shoot, yeah. Hey, they got sports. They need doctors and, you know, physical therapists. People hurt over there as well.
Yeah, maybe.
Ainsley Bales again with us here on the show today. All right, so outside of sports, you also told me you love to bake.
Yeah.
All right, so where did that stem from?
My eighth grade year was the COVID year in 2020, so everything got cut short, and I was just sitting at home. I got nothing to do, so I just started baking for fun, stuff like this, to like calm my boredness and stuff like that. So I started getting into it, and I was pretty good at it. I could memorize recipes and stuff like that. And the next thing you know, for Christmas, my sister bought me a Martha cookbook.
Easy Bake. Oh, a Martha.
Oh. Not an easy bake.
Shoot.
Nothing easy
Dang.
Over here.
No. Everything from scratch.
Yeah. And I just found a real love with it. I'm pretty good at it. And like, I plan for college, since I'm good at that, if I can, I'll start like a website where I can sell things to make money on the side.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, it's a good, like, easy thing I'm good at. I like doing. So it'll be fun.
Very nice. All right. So what is your favorite thing to bake?
Cinnamon pancakes.
Oh. Yes, the cinnamon pancakes. Those got to be good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's the most difficult thing you've ever baked?
Ooh. I made like a pavlova reef.
Okay. I have no idea what that is.
It's like this like little whipping cream that hardens almost like in a circle. And you could like break it. It's like those really soft, chewy things.
Okay.
And it was so hard. It took me 2 days. To like, because I had to get all the mixing right, and if it didn't like sit right, it wouldn't harden, and
it's not gonna end up right.
It would flatten. Oh, it was so hard, and I had to get the right shapes, because it almost has like a texture of a macaroon, a little bit harder than that. And if I didn't put anything in right, it wouldn't rise when it baked.
Or if you use gluten-free flour or something
God, yeah,
that doesn't usually work out well.
No. No.
Go ahead. Did you have something else?
I think my second one would probably be when I made a Mile High Salt caramel cake for my brother-in-law, and I had to make my own caramel.
Mm. Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, it was good, but that caramel kicked my butt.
I bet that's probably difficult to make it. It came out good, you said, though, right?
Oh, it came out great, but I was so scared. I was ready to set the kitchen on fire.
Is there anything new that you've been wanting to try that you haven't tried baking yet?
There's this cookies and cake cream I've been trying to make, but I just never found the time to do it because basketball season just started.
Yeah, you are pretty busy from, going into doing the photography stuff. You got to do preseason for basketball, then softball is going to start, and that might be a project for the summer or something like that.
Oh, yeah. But, also Christmas, because Christmas break's coming up, so I can always do that when I go to my families and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Again, Ainsley Bales, again, our guest here on our Future Stars of Tomorrow feature. All right. You're a big fan of ancient history, you told me.
Yes.
Why ancient history? What draws you to ancient history?
I love when they find things that are supposed to be forgotten. I think that's what mostly struck it to me. When I say ancient history, I don't know why, but people go to American history.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not
my thing. It's boring. Yeah, it's basic.
I like finding new things. Ancient civilizations or building of ancient civilizations, stuff like that. Things that are supposed to be lost that got found. I love it because it can change.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that fact. Nothing's going to, the best thing in ancient American history is maybe an amendment gets fixed. I think that's all you got. Nothing's going to get changed.
Pretty much.
It's set in stone.
Yeah. Can you, I know I'm going to put you on the spot here. Can you give us a random ancient history fact?
Ancient history fact. Did you know that Aztec Indians, I'm pretty sure, were the first ones to discover real mathematics? They had an actual mathematics system.
Really? Is it similar to what we have now, or is it completely different?
Completely different.
Huh. I wonder why we didn't stick with that.
I don't know.
Maybe it was more complicated?
Probably.
Yeah. It's probably too easy.
They didn't have calculators. I'll stick to my calculator.
Me too. All right. So is there anything else that you enjoy doing outside of sports?
I do like painting.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You told me you're not very good at it, though.
I'm not good if you give me something and just tell me to draw it. But if you give me a look of what I'm supposed to draw, I can pretty much do it.
Okay.
I remember in eighth grade, we had a Halloween contest for a pumpkin painting contest. Yeah. And I won it.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you draw?
I drew
paint?
I did a little midnight purple sky with black fencing and trees and bats and stuff like that.
Now, did you see that or did you draw that from memory?
I seen it, and then I drew it from memory.
Okay, all right. So the vision was already there.
The vision was already there. Right. It's easy to try to draw Finn's post and stuff in black, and I can easily make the background.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that bad.
All right, my last question for you. Build me your perfect meal.
My perfect meal.
Yes, your perfect meal.
A Dr. Pepper to drink.
Not a great start.
Oh, it's a great start.
Not a great start. No, we don't like Dr. Pepper around here.
Is it a cheat day or
Yeah, it's a cheat day. This is your last meal on earth. You get one more meal. What is it? You can to each their own. I'm not a Dr. Pepper guy, so you can have all the Dr. Pepper you want.
I love my Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet tea is a close second.
Okay. Southern girl. Yep.
It is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have one of those two.
Okay. You can have both.
Oh, then I will take both.
There you go.
And then I have to have lasagna.
Ooh.
A good cheesy lasagna.
Yes.
I'm a big Italian fan.
Yes.
I love Italian food. Ooh, it's
Same.
So good.
Love it. Same. All right, so that's just lasagna.
I can eat lasagna all day.
Okay, all the lasagna.
All the lasagna in the world.
Ainsley Bales, again, has been our guest here on our Future Stars of Tomorrow feature. She is a senior at Meigs County. She plays basketball. You see her on the basketball court and, of course, on the softball diamond as well. And she'll be going to Maryville College coming up next season. Ainsley, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for spending some time. It's been great to get a chance to know you.
Thank you. You too.